The BBC presents Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Ted, what are you rummaging through that paper rack for?
I'm looking for the Sunday papers, dear. You know how I like to browse through them.
You certainly do. What's more, I've seen you making notes. I got rid of the Sunday papers last Monday.
Oh, Kitty. Now I've missed part four of that life story. I was the Sultan's 83rd missus.
Oh.
Now I'll never know what happened to her, if anything. You know, you're too quick at throwing out the newspapers. This isn't the first time it's happened. Look at that last series. The Revelations of the Vice Squad in Ashby de la Zouche.
Well, I'm sorry, Ted. I guess I didn't realize that Ashby de la Zouche was such a hotbed.
Well, it wasn't really until they started mixed dancing in the Scout Hut. Anyway, I missed the last two installments.
Mm-hmm. If you're so darn interested in the papers, why don't you read this one? At least it's today's, you know.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Go ahead.
It's got rotten horoscopes.
Oh.
They can't be relied upon at all.
No?
Now, take last week. It distinctly said a great day for romance.
Uh-huh.
You know what I did?
What?
I stood in the recreation ground for 3 hours and nothing happened.
Ted! Now, you stop talking like that.
Ah, I'm only teasing.
Well.
It's a great disappointment when horoscopes let you down.
Well, I suppose so, but I don't know why you worry about them. It's almost as bad as being superstitious. I mean, you don't see me throwing salt over my shoulder or crossing my fingers when I walk under a ladder. As for that old wives' tale about 7 years bad luck if you break a mirror, I've proved that one wrong. I broke one on our wedding day, and that was 10 years ago.
Thank you. And I love you too, dear.
Thank you.
You know very well I'm not superstitious. Uh-huh. You've often seen me open an umbrella in the house.
Well, it's been either that or have the roof fixed.
That's not what I meant, darling. You see, having your life guided by the stars is something entirely different.
Huh.
From now on, I'm determined I shall run my life according to my horoscope. Mm. I may not have mentioned this before, Kitty, but I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, I wouldn't say that, darling. It might be rude. Let's face it, Ted, you've got a bit of a tire there, but you're not saggy, honey, honestly.
Isn't it marvelous? You know, I wish that just once you'd take me seriously, dear.
Mm. Well, I tried that once, and we finished up married.
Oh, look, if you're not happy with the arrangement, you can always let me know.
Thank you.
You can have your freedom, anytime.
Right.
You don't seem to realize I left a trail of broken hearts the day I married. A host of poor girls whose lives were wrecked when I went out of circulation.
Really?
When I think of poor Mrs. Potter, Mrs. Cartwright, Mrs. Pearson. I was a cad, I suppose I left them in the lurch.
Oh, I think they got over it, Ted.
On the surface, maybe. They keep up a bold front.
Yeah.
But I've often thought that when Mrs. Pearson walks by in convoy with her 12 kids, she looks a little bit wistful. And have you noticed their pram?
No.
It's gone back for a retread and a respray twice. And now, if you don't mind, darling, I'd better be getting back to my horoscope.
All right.
I'd like to have some idea of the sort of things I've got to face today.
Well, it's Mr. Trumbull for a start. I mean, when you finally do get to the office, of course.
Trumbull. That puts the horror in horoscope. But I'm all right today.
Huh?
Look what it says here, darling.
What?
A pleasant day, ripe for big decisions, and overcoming problems with superiors.
Oh.
Why, I can't miss.
Of course not.
See you later, dear.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
What are you doing down there, Ted?
I fell over those perishing milk bottles.
Oh. Honey, well, if you're so interested in the stars, you won't mind going down the Milky Way.
Women! Ah, good morning, Gloria. And what a morning this is.
Good morning, Mr. Ray. Whatever's happened? Your jacket's all torn and you're covered in dust.
Yes, well, I had a slight accident. I was knocked down by a cyclist.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Ray. However did it happen?
I was crossing the road to buy some lucky white heather. But never mind. Things are bound to improve. It's all in my horoscope.
Oh, now that's terribly, but terribly interesting.
Really?
Because as a matter of fact, Daddy goes in for that sort of thing.
Yes?
Mm. We've even got an outside observatory at home.
Really? We had, but now we keep the mole in there, yes.
Oh, how contemporary!
Yes! Yes, especially in the cold weather. What are we talking about?
What you're talking about, Mr. Ray.
Well, by the way, dear, I suppose old crammed comms is in.
Crammed comms? Oh, you mean Mr. Trumbull?
Yes. Trumbull with the rumble seat, you know.
Well, actually, Mr. Ray, he's been in for about an hour.
Oh, so he was late as well, eh? You can't rely on him, you know. He'd have been 5 years ago if it hadn't been his firm. I must have a word with him.
Ray, step into my office a minute, please.
Coming. Well, that's a word. Now, look here, Trumbull.
You look here, Ray. I've had about enough of your late comings and early goings. For a start, you're not pulling your weight. Apart from anything else, the tea was a disgrace yesterday, and you made 4 mistakes in the petty cash.
Well, it's not bad.
But there were only 4 entries, Ray. The point is, I'm becoming so dissatisfied, I'm thinking of making an extremely big decision.
Aha! Oh, no. Just a minute. It's my day for big decisions. Oh, yes, it says so in my horoscope. Have a look at it. It's under Sagittarius.
Balderdash and bunkum.
What months did they cover, then?
What are you gibbering about now?
I am not gibbering. It distinctly says here that it's my day for big decisions and pleasing my superiors. You can't go against that, Mr. Trumbull.
But I'm not going against it, Ray. You see, I was born under Sagittarius, too.
Funny, I didn't see you.
What have you got to say about that? Hey, Ray, hey?
Well, I'm going to be big about this, Trumbull. You can have the first decision.
Very well.
Go on, be my guest.
You can take 6 months' notice.
Well, that's how it is. Now it's my turn for a decision. I'm not taking it. Now, how about that? Now comes the second half of my horoscope, where I please my superior.
Well, you could have done that in the first place by taking my 6 months' notice.
Don't be like that, Mr. Trumbull. Nobody will like you. Now, what about these flowers for your desk? A nice bunch of hollyhocks. All you need now is a long, thin vase, vase, or vase.
Hollyhocks, indeed. Get them out of here, Ray, before my office looks like a scene from Jack and the Beanstalk.
All right, if that's how you feel. But I'm warning you, Mr. Trumbull. One of these days, I'll really get out of here with my... And I won't come back no more. Just not good enough, Kitty. Mm. My horoscope set me down again. Nothing went right at the office. It was just my luck that Trumbull should be a Sagittarius.
No.
We cancelled each other out, you see.
No, why don't you just forget the whole thing, Ted?
How can I, darling? All the influences were right. There was the plough in complete harmony with the rising sun and the half moon.
Uh-uh. I should have known that even your constellations would sound like pubs. Anyway, darling, those predictions apply to millions of people. Don't you see that? If you must run your life according to the stars, why don't you go and see a crystal gazer or something? Go ahead.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? I'll go to someone who can tell me my real destiny in life.
Yes.
Who knows? I may have been in the wrong job for years.
Whatever gives you that idea?
Well, it's the odd hint that Trumbull throws out from time. Having my cards framed over my desk. Mm. Embroidering the tea towels with the phone number of the labor exchange. I don't miss much around the office. I'm no mug, you know.
No.
Anyway, I'm taking up this idea, Kitty. I'm going straight down to see a fortune teller. Oh, I shall feel like the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Ted?
I'll have to cross his palm with silver. Hey, ho! How about that? See you later, darling. Ah, this is the place. What does it say outside? Palms red while you wait. Well, that's useful. And what's this? 2 crystals, no waiting. I'll go in. Oh, my little bell. Isn't it lovely to hear that bell again? Well, this is a weird-looking place. And what's this thing in the corner in a pointed hat and a black cloak? It looks like a badly rolled umbrella.
Go you, man. My name is Gypsy Rose Mincing. And I happen to be the proprietor of this grout-gazing, mitt-musing and bump-browsing. What can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Mincing. I want my fortune told. I want to know what the future holds for me.
Very well. Now, you want your hands or nose red?
Now, what are you giving me, Mincing? How can you possibly get your nose red?
Well, drinking a bottle of brandy and...
Now, kindly stop that, Mincing. Your crystal isn't even warmed up and you're at it already.
Yeah.
Now, come along. I want a true reading.
Very well. I'll take the right hand first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Very confusing this, isn't it?
Really?
There's no lifeline. There's no outline. I don't see any future here at all.
Well, I'll make it easier for you, Mincing. I'll take my gloves off.
Now, who's been slipping them off? That's better. Oh, yes, yes.
What? Tell me.
I see you're influenced by the great bear.
Really?
I think we'd better... Well, we'll have a go. We're far better with the crystal.
Yes,
now. Just
all
a minute.
Right.
Wait one moment while I slip into the appropriate clothing, known in the trade as my crystal set.
Clever. Some fortune teller you are. You couldn't even predict what day in the week Easter Monday falls on.
For a wager, I'd hazard a guess.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, my family have been telling fortunes, you know, since the Crimea.
What's the Crimea?
Some of these lines I've got to say. No. You don't appreciate how difficult it is being the seventh son of the seventh son of the seventh son. Now, prefab's packed to the eyebrows. I haven't had a plate for 3 weeks.
Please, Mr. Extremely Mesmerizing Mincing, I'm not interested in your private life. Now, come on, for heaven's sake, tell me what I've got to look forward to.
Yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry about the delay. Yes, well, here we go now.
Yes.
Your lucky stone is prune. Your lucky number is 8 3/4.
Isn't that unusual?
Quite, especially for a hat. What is more, you'll put a lot of money, into the hands of a person with the initial T.
T?
Yeah.
Good.
Your lucky colour is black.
Oh,
and your lucky day, Saturday. Especially next Saturday. Oh, I can see a lot of money involved.
A lot of money? What could that be? T, Ted, or Trumbull? I know. Kitty's going to cash her tea, Debbie. Am I glad I found out in time? Anything else missing?
Funny you should mention that, because I do have a little anecdote that I would like to impart to you.
I might have known. This is one thing I should have foreseen. Come on then, Mincing. Get it over with.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's something to do with this business here, you know.
Really?
It concerns two witches, both named Hazel. They were twins, you see.
I get it, Mincing. I've got it. They couldn't tell which Hazel was which Hazel. That's it. That's it.
You're doing your level best to ruin this, aren't you? It doesn't, in any case, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Now, however...
Yes?
One day they were going to cast a few spells, as witches won't.
All right.
That's witches won't to do.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Witches
won't. Yes, quite yes. So. So they got the cauldron going, you see.
Jolly good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of them had made arrangements to go to the races.
How about that?
Sydney is talking. Yeah. Anyway, it transpired when she got back.
Yes?
When she got back, the cauldron had gone out.
Oh, what a dirty trick.
Yeah.
So what did she do then? Come on.
She turned to her dirty sister and she said,
yes?
You shouldn't have done that, you know. No.
Come on,
dancing.
No, yes, she
so,
did.
Now we're in.
We're in. Yes, Miss King, we're in. We're certainly in for it now.
Yes, you think. Yes. Is the cauldron had gone out?
Yes.
They knew. They knew that they were in for a cold spell.
Oh, that was hard, hard, mate.
Ah, there you are, Ray. Now, I shan't be in the office on Saturday, and I want you to take these binoculars round to have them checked. They must be in a first-class condition for the weekend.
Oh, how nice, Mr. Trumbull. You've got two front seats at the Folies Bergère.
I've got no such thing, Ray.
We'll have a couple of these, then.
Oh, thank you. Oh, now, what am I doing?
I don't know, sir.
If you must know, I'm taking my Maria to the races.
I hope she does well, Mr. Trumbull.
I'm not entering my Maria, Ray.
Well, you're going to fool me.
She's no favorite of mine. I'm off again, aren't I?
Yes.
Why must you always twist things?
Well, like? I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I'm taking Miss Jackson along as well.
Well, very nice girl. She'll be company for you, Mr. Trumbull.
We are going to have a lovely, but simply lovely time, Mr. Ray.
Very nice.
As a matter of fact, Daddy's got a couple of three-year-olds.
Really? I thought you were an only child.
These are horses, Mr. Ray.
Well, it makes a change from boys and girls. But, what about my coming along on Saturday? We could make it a sort of an office celebration.
You mean you've accepted your 6 months' notice after all, Ray? Hey, Ray, hey. Oh, in that case, we certainly have something to celebrate.
Ah, now just hold your horses, Mr. Trumbull. I've accepted nothing. I thought that with my knowledge of the turf, you'd want me to be there to advise you. I remember confidently tipping what no sum at a Catford meeting.
Ray, Catford's a greyhound track.
So that's why they couldn't get him into trap one. You could have fooled me, sir.
Oh, one can't talk to the fellow, even if one wanted to. And now, if you'll kindly get these binoculars checked over, you can get on with the petty cash.
Binoculars? Isn't it marvellous? You've been through the petty cash with a fine-tooth comb, but binoculars? This is ridiculous.
Ted, for the last time, we are not going to the races today. You know darn well that you couldn't pick a winner in a one-horse race.
Don't be so difficult, Kitty, really. The point is, dear, I can't miss. I really can't.
No?
The stars are all on my side.
Well, maybe so, but it's the horses I'm worried about. Whose side are they on?
Look, darling, I've already explained. Everything Mincing said is coming true. Today is Saturday.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Trumbull is going to the races.
Yes.
That's initial T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a lot of money in his way.
Yes.
Kitty,
yes.
If we didn't go, we'd both regret this for the rest of our lives.
Ted, you know, I often gaze at your head and wonder what it's like in there.
Don't be like that, darling.
No.
Now, come on. If we hurry, we'll be there in plenty of time for the first race.
No.
I've got all the transport arrangements fixed. It's just a question of who you know,
mm-hmm.
You see?
Right.
We're going to have a wonderful day.
All right.
We're nearly there, dear.
And about time, too. Transport, you said. It's who you know, you said. Just how well do you know him?
I can't think why you're complaining, darling. It's perfectly clean in here.
Oh.
The horse is quite friendly. Is it my fault you wore a straw hat?
Well, I've got over that, but I feel such a fool sitting up here.
Well, now we're off the bumpy bit. Try sitting side saddle.
Oh.
Just a minute.
What?
I believe we're slowing down. All right, boy, all right, boy. It was only traffic lights.
Honey, what was the horse getting so excited about?
He was a bit worried, darling. Huh? We stopped outside a sausage factory. But we're on our way again now. I told you we'd be there in time for the first race.
Yes, Pet. Right now I feel as though I've been in 3 Grand Nationals myself.
There's just no pleasing some people, is there? Down you get, darling. Bye-bye, signal box. And thanks for the lift, Fred. Isn't it exciting, Kitty? Just look. Roundabouts, candy floss stalls, whelks, weighing machines, sideshows. Ah, there's no doubt about it. There is something about horse racing that gets you.
Yes, sir.
Now we must find Trumbull and Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a crowd.
Yeah.
It'll be like trying to find a needle in a racetrack.
No, no, Mariah. 6 plates of whelks is enough for anybody. Especially after spending 3 hours in the gin tent.
I just wanted to... Darling, I...
Oh, very well, then. 2 hours. All right, then. 5 plates of whelks. I'm not quibbling.
Mr. Trumbull, what time is the first race?
2 o'clock, my dear. I've already made my selections. I think I'm going to be on the winning streak this afternoon. Even my horoscope points to it.
Oh, well, I certainly hope so, Mr. Trumbull. Oh, look, coming through the crowd, Mr. and Mrs. Ray.
Oh, no. Oh, don't tell me that he's come to put the mockers on me.
Hello there, Mr. Trumbull. Good afternoon, Gloria. And you, Mariah.
Oh, Mr. Ray. Oh, Lord.
Have that one on me, dear.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Ray. I'm delighted to see you here.
Thank you.
I had no idea you followed the horses.
Well, actually, I don't, Mr. Trumbull, but I think Ted does.
That's right. Now complain about the rhubarb. Now, Mr. Trumbull. Mr. Trumbull, sir. I've come here today purely as a favor to you.
What are you talking about, Ray? How can your presence here positively do me any good?
Well, sir, according to my future, I'm going to put a lot of money in the way of a person with the initial T.
Oh, Tommy Rott.
Who's he? I don't even know him.
As far as I'm concerned, Ray, you're not handling a penny piece of mine. Now then, for the 2 o'clock, I'm putting £2 on Lazy Day.
You are, sir? Give me the money and I'll slip across to the bookie for you. You can be going through the car.
Well, I suppose there can't possibly be any harm in that.
Good.
Very well, Ray. Now, here's the money. And don't forget, Lazy Day.
Lazy Day.
Just think of the office. You can't possibly go wrong.
Poor old Trumbull. He doesn't know a thing about this lark. Lazy Day. That wouldn't win the 2 o'clock if it started yesterday. Now, which bookie shall I choose? Oh, not him. Not straight as a die, Sam. I don't like those shorts and spiked shoes he's wearing. What about pay up Percy? No, he's got his money in a traveling bag.
I've got a key, what I see just now.
Herbert Toyle. So I finally settled for honest Herbert.
Oh, so you're going to put your confidence in old Herbie. Herbie always pays. Get a bit fed up with it sometimes. Anyway, so what horse is you going to back?
The winner, of course, Herbert. What else?
You're one of them troublemakers. I can see that. I suppose it's going to be Lazy Day.
Lazy Day. Oh, yes. A fine thing. A likely story. Lazy Day. You're not talking me into that. I'm no fool. You put this £2 on Leo. Lazy Day. Leo's the one. He'll go past that winning post faster than the lady driver going through traffic lights.
Wait, just a minute. My ticket man is sending me a message.
Oh, yes. That looks very complicated, Toyle. What did he say?
I don't know. He's not very good at it.
Then why don't you get rid of him and employ someone who can really do it?
Wouldn't help much. I can't read it.
Toyle, you old fool. Now take my money and put this in your satchel. I'll be back to collect my winnings later. Leo, don't forget. Now go on. Make the necessary entry in your book, Toyle.
Don't be like that, Mr. Ray. I can't do everything, you know. Oh, there's my umbrella to put up. I've got to borrow a bit of chalk from somebody. Oh, dear. Times like this, I miss my Rosalie, you know. She's invaluable to me on the old racetrack, you know.
Yes, I can imagine that. Your Rosalie on the racetrack. I suppose she wears blinkers in case she frightens the horses.
On a racetrack. Wearing blinkers. In case she frightens the horse.
You are very rude, ain't you? Now, wait a minute. Ah, hello. Toyle, you old rascal Toyle, you can't fool me. You enjoyed it. Anyway, Herbert, I'll be seeing you many times during the afternoon. I'll be nipping backwards and forwards at my bets.
All right, Mr. Rasher. I shall be here.
You better be. I'm going to clean up for old Trumbull this afternoon.
What a run of luck we're having. Mrs. Ray, Lazy Day won the 2 o'clock.
Yes.
I picked the winner of the 2:30 and the 3 o'clock.
Well, you're certainly doing well, Mr. Trumbull. Ted's having a pretty busy time, too, running backwards and forwards to the bookmaker there.
Ah, there you are, Ray.
Yes,
Mr. Trumbull.
I want you to put £5 on Glorious June, the last race.
Righto. Yes, Glorious. Good idea. Yes, Glorious June. Yes.
I'd better do a selection this time. Although I still fancy Aries. If I put that £10 to win on Glorious June, then everything's going to be all right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are at the starting tapes for the last race of the afternoon. Well, now, I do hope that not too many of you have lost your little old shirties. What? Now, off we go then. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that bell frightens the life out of me. Well, now, they're off to a very good start. It's absolutely thrilling, huh? And look at all those GGs, absolutely racing neck and neck in. I think. What a frightful shame. That lovely horsey, Glorious June, is dropping well behind. Oh, isn't it living making? Basil had a shilling on that one. And now, as they pass the winning post, it's Aries, the 100-to-1 winner, followed by Shirty Gertie and Eskimo Nello Blast.
Fancy, can you beat that last race Fancy Aries winning at 100-to-1?
Oh, I'm not complaining, Ray. I can afford to lose one race out of the whole afternoon. Now then, where's my money?
Well, Mr. Trumbull, dear Mr. Trumbull, I somehow don't think you're going to enjoy this.
Ted, what have you done and how stupid was it?
Ray, where's my money? Where is it?
Mr. Trumbull, as you don't know anything about horse racing, I back different horses to the ones you said.
What are you trying to tell me, Ray?
I just told you it was that fortune teller, you see. He said it was my lucky day and I could put a lot of money in the pocket of a man with the initial T. And I have.
Well, what are you blathering about, Ray? I haven't seen a brass farthing.
Well, it worked out rather differently, you see, because... Well, was it my fault that the bookie's name was... Toil?
Oh, Mr. Ray!
Ted!
Ray!
I'm sorry, but there's one consolation to you all. It'll be months before I do it again. Bye-bye!
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.